welcome back to the Producer's Blog. This is a very special edition of the Producer's Blog because it does not involve Lee Cantor. This is just Stone Payton here with my buddy and one of our most successful hosts here at Business Radio X, Dr. Tim Morrison. Welcome to the show, man.
Oh, it is good to be here, Stone. I am delighted to be on this side as opposed to that side, meaning you ask, I answer.
Well, you know, I find it easier to do the asking, so I guess everybody's happy this morning, but we want to talk with you a little bit about this whole experience that you've had becoming a host, and with your permission, I'd like to just ask you a few questions about that experience, how it all got started, and where it is at this point, and maybe we'll even talk about where you see it going in the future. You cool with that?
I am cool with that. Let's get it going.
All right, man. How did you first get introduced to Business Radio X, and when did the idea first sort of spring up that, hey, maybe there's some wisdom in me having my own show?
You interviewed me on High Velocity Radio, and we had a good time out of that. And I thought, man, there's something here. And then you also gave me the opportunity, if I ever had somebody I'd like to interview, just do it. And so we did that. We came into the studio. You allowed me to do a special edition of High Velocity. I interviewed Tricia. I had a great time. I lost track of time. At the end of which you said, hey, you ought to audition. I'm grateful for it because it's been fun. It has not been, I've not looked back and said, what did I get myself into? It's more like, wow, look at what I got myself into, because this has been beyond my anticipation for what's happening. What it's done for me is also triggered my creative juices that just, I'm always trying to figure out what more can I do on the show? How can I benefit myself? How can I benefit my clients? And it's just sweet.
So now, how are you using the show right now? And when did you start seeing a real return in your mind?
I literally saw a real return, I think it was the third week of my show. We began on April the 11th, so April 12th. So April 26th, one of my guests was a former writing client. And when I had put out an email to people saying, I'm going to be doing this show, who would you recommend for it? Well, Stan said, pick me, and I did. And at the end of the show, he looked at me and he said, I really need a ghostwriter. Well, when I worked with him 2 years ago, I wasn't into ghostwriting yet, but now I do that. Stan signed a contract with me.
So that was really quick. Now, how do you go about getting the guest? Now, this was an existing acquaintance. You circled back to your existing contacts and invited them to the show. But how do you week in, week out, get guests to come on the show? Is that a real challenge, or do you find that pretty easy?
It depends upon which day of the week you ask me.
Okay.
and what I'm doing. You had suggested that I help a reporter out, and I did. I only forgot to put in piece of critical information, and that was, we'd like you to be in Atlanta. So I got 220 responses from across the United States, Canada, and the UK, and they were all glad to phone in. But I got six people in Atlanta, and so I've contacted them. I also sent emails out to all of my writing clients, and some of them wrote back and said, pick me, like Stan and a couple of others, but they also recommended people to me. And then you gave me a bit of information when I'm out at networking groups, rather than giving the usual spiel of I'm Tim Morrison with Right Choice Service, blah, blah, that I'm Tim with Business Radio X, and I'm here to help you. And that's essentially what I do right here, right now with Business Radio X. And if you would like to be on my show, give me a card at the end of this networking session. So I put the responsibility on them, and I never fail to leave one of those networking opportunities with two or three cards in my pocket.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and then I email them, and then we're off and running.
Tell us about the guest experience that you try to create here.
When they come in, we sit down, and I try to get them rid of their pre-show jitters. Of course, yeah, we do the mic test. We put on the headset, and I joke with them. I say, you know, I wear hearing aids, so I have to set my hearing aids to have on a headset. And so what's important about that is that if you don't talk loud, I'm not going to hear a thing, and you're going to look bad, you know. So that they laugh at my expense. But we just get those show jitters out of the way, and I say, look, what we're going to do, Stone and I will banter at the beginning. I'm going to interview you for about 10 minutes. So they don't feel like they're on the spot forever. Actually, the interviews wind up being 12, 15, 16 minutes. And I give them the line, now, will you be willing to stick around? Of course, the answer is yes, because they can't get up and leave and walk out the studio door, but we want to make sure they get the right answer. Then I interview the second person, then we open up the mics, and a lot of times, the two guests or three guests that we have just, they want to talk to each other. They've been making notes as they've been being interviewed of what they want to ask, and that's oftentimes a place where I can just sit back, and they carry the show, and that's sweet.
That is fun to watch. I saw a little bit of that in today's show. We just had a show before we decided to record this conversation. But that's one of the great ways to use this platform, I think, is to so that you can just be the great connector and get folks together like that and get out of the way and let them do their thing, right?
That's exactly it. At first, you know, when I saw that happening, I thought, but it's my show, but. And then I thought, no, this is good. Just sit back and enjoy it. And it's neat to watch it develop. And then, of course, the other piece is once we're off air, we still sit at the table and talk some more. And that's where some real networking develops, real ideas develop, even some let's get together for coffee, business deals. It's just astounding what comes out. 3 weeks ago, I had two people come in as guests. And that's another thing you had often said to me, Stone, that offer somebody a chance to get on radio and they'll be there like right now. And there was a gentleman that we had scheduled an appointment back in January and it turned out to be an ice day. So we couldn't meet. We're in May. Well, right now as we're talking, we're at the end of June. This happened back in May. Still hadn't met. So on a Thursday, I sent this John an email and said, would you be on my show on Tuesday? 15 minutes later, I had an email, yes.
Right.
And I thought, Stone's right. This opens doors. And since then, John and I have met, and we've talked, and we're going to be doing business. But the two guests I had in here that day, and I had an observer, they talked forever after the show. When they left, I caught up to them 10 minutes later in the downstairs lobby talking.
Still talking. Right.
I ducked into the men's room, came back out. Now they're out in the parking lot talking.
Wow.
And that's the energy that we provide in this kind of a setting.
Now, do you ever get a question from a prospective guest of what's your listenership?
Oh, all the time.
Now, how do you handle that? Because the fact is, let's just be honest, not a lot of people are getting up on a Tuesday morning and saying, oh, it's almost 10 o'clock, I got to plug in and then listen to this show live. That's not where our listeners come from. So how do you handle that?
Not even my wife has done that yet, and she's up. I answer them right. I look at them and say, I don't have a clue. And that's usually when their jaw drops. And I said, but the beauty of it is one, I have a radio show. Two, it's an MP3 that people can listen to whenever they want to listen. So as I began to talk to people about that, they, ooh, that is different. That is intriguing. What else I point out to them is I'm not all that concerned about my listenership, but I know it's growing.
Because it's not going to get smaller.
No, it's not going to get smaller. And I do get the emails, and I do know that I send out an email to our guests on Friday. I post the show, the schedule for this show or whatever the content is on Thursday for next Tuesday's show. On Friday, I send an email to the guests with a template for them to send out to their clients, to their email list.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that, again, we may not get a whole lot of listen live at 10 o'clock, but they'll listen to it later on. So I do that piece. But tell you the other thing that I say to people. There are a lot of people who put a mic in their home office and do this. I am always quick to say, but I'm part of Business Radio X. This is a serious organization with 33 shows, 4 studios, and growing. It's not me in the basement with a microphone.
Right.
It's a real organization, and there's some collateral to that. I really have their attention then. And then if they're still listening, if they haven't got glazed in the eyeballs, what I'll say to them is what I look forward to is every show I do has a potential for being part of a book. I ask a question.
Right.
I always ask the question somewhere in the interview of how has writing a book or do you think writing a book is going to impact your business? That can be a show or that can be a book for me. I can take I can create a best of right here, right now. And so it moves beyond what's my listenership to what are income streams that I can create out of this? What's the benefit that I give to my clients who appear on the show and all those things that they... So it's not a case of what's the listenership. It's what do we do with what we do here?
Well, that's really helpful because we get that question a lot. We get that question. I actually, doing the High Velocity Radio Show and Atlanta Business Radio with Lee, I don't really get it much from guests very much.
Mm-hmm.
But we will often get it from someone who is entertaining the idea of hosting their own show.
Mm-hmm.
And in fairness to them, their mental model for it is traditional conventional radio where it's all about branding and messaging and getting the word out to thousands or tens or hundreds of thousands.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, our platform really isn't the best vehicle for that, probably.
No, it's not.
It's a marvelous vehicle to build 150 new, high-quality, very targeted business relationships, a good proportion of whom will very likely write you a check and engage your services.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Two very different things, right?
Yeah. The other piece that it does is when I'm working with a potential new client, now tomorrow I have appointments with three people who are auditioning me to be their writing coach, if you will. I know that if they ask a particular question about my services, I can say to them, listen to Tuesday whatever show.
Yeah.
I talk about that with my client or with the radio guest, and that will give you an idea of how I handle that situation. So I now also have another resource to say, you want to hear how we do that? Listen to this show. Listen to this interview. Listen to that, and you'll get more than just me answering it. You'll get someone else talking about it.
Wow, that's a great way to leverage this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, fun stuff. Thanks for visiting with us.
Sure.
I appreciate it. I discover every day just how much I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing.
And so I love tapping into the wisdom of the people that are actually using this thing, and hopefully sharing some of this insight will help other people as they're thinking it through.
I appreciate those kind words, but I've got to give kudos to you because you gave me good training at the beginning. You outlined that whole scenario of we're not traditional radio. I needed to get my head wrapped around that. You sketched out for me a plan. You know, I think it was green, orange, and blue, and that made sense to me. You shared with me these ideas that I could try, and I've tried them, and they've just blossomed beyond belief. So it's a combination. I want to learn, so I'm listening. So anything you give me, I'll take it and run with it. And then while I'm at it, I'm having fun. Oh, I tried this. What do you think of that? So I think it's a good partnership.
Well, you are having fun. And that comes through in every interview that you do. And as a result, everybody around us is having fun. And we get to visit with people that are really smart about their
absolutely.
Work.
Yeah.
And are passionate about what they're doing. What a great way to spend a Tuesday morning, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It sure is.
And for those listeners who maybe have not seen the graphic that Dr. Tim was referring to earlier, and instantly the orange is now yellow, but what we have done is print up a few sheets of paper that help you understand the math on this thing, just the sheer math. And so we identify you. You've got the people that may very well write you a check and do work with you that mm-hmm. you want to have come through the show. And you get the chance to visit with them and ask them questions, and you build these deep relationships. You have the blue people, we call them, that are referral sources
mm-hmm.
in your arena that have the kind of juice, the influence that will help you get connected with people like that. And then we like to pepper our shows with people that are luminaries or thought leaders in your arena.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that's what Tim is referring to. But if you just look at the sheer math of that, you get two or three people in here every week, 50 weeks a year, you're looking at 100, 150 brand new, very high quality targeted business relationships, and your investment is a modest financial investment of 15 to 18K a year, depending on the kind of show
yeah.
you're doing.
Yes.
And, you know, candidly, the deeper investment is the time. I guess there is a time investment.
There is a time investment.
But you feel like it's been worth it so far.
Oh, absolutely. As I try to figure out who are going to be my next set of guests, I've got guests lined up through the end of September. I'm working on October now. But I look for a niche. What's my theme going to be, and who can I bring in, and how can we leverage that? And you helped me with this one. I shared with you earlier this morning that I have a guest coming in on August the 9th who is bringing with her three of her clients. That she thinks would be interested in what I offer. So it's making her look good. She's able to bring in three of her clients and give them airtime on radio. And it may very well turn out that they'll hire me to help them write the books that they want to write. That is a win-win-win. And that's exciting because, you know, Andrea has caught the energy of what this all is, can do and what is possible. So you teach me. I try to get my potential guests on air to figure out the benefit for them, and it just, we help everybody.
I mean, I guess maybe for some it'll sound like a cliche, but the bottom line is everybody really does win around here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's fun, and it does. We do.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, the other thing I wanted to say was you talk about the orange, you know, the luminaries. At the end of July, Brent Scanlon, who is the CEO of Outskirts Press, located in Colorado, is calling in to be one of my on-air guests that morning.
Cool.
Tim Morrison could not do that, but the host of Right Here, Right Now with Business Radio X can do that.
Makes all the difference in the world, doesn't
it? Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Any parting words of advice or anything else you want to leave our listeners with, and particularly those that might be considering this idea of hosting their own show, using Business Radio X, a show of their own, as a method for growing their business? Any parting words of advice?
It does work, and we're not. And this is not a paid commercial. I'm not getting a free month out of this, but. See, if people want to talk to me one-on-one for more of the fine details, I'd be glad to do that. But this is just a straight-out win-win and a lot of fun.